Town. That is the folk roots Americana supergroup Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCalla, and Allison Russell, our native daughters, on Cruise in the Decades. Now, we're going to rock out with a 2026 release and a first proper single for young Violet Grohl, the daughter of Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters and a little band called Nirvana before that. This is Violet Grohl, Thumb, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Things that have been held secret for centuries. Manage the coincidences of your life. 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 Manage.
Thank you. And the winner, and the winner.
Smile, brother. What I said, bag and I'm Bud Choke, and this is the holiday edition of the Chopping Channel, World Music World. We're bringing you the most affordable gift of music you can't buy enough of. And I'm putting the biggest possible smile on my voice. The Chopping Channel has all the most desirable chopped and channeled music available today, and it's all discounted by our cashiers and critics alike. More music in less time is our motto here at the Chopping Channel. And if you don't have the time, we've got the music for you. And if you can't be sure, we can. All Chopping Channel music sales are as final as a rogue nuke. No refunds, no returns, and no questions asked. Nope, nothing to complain about here. Hell, this is pure entertainment. And it's all as legal as the internet, so you know it's safe. Now, let's hear some of that Chopping Channel music. Let me introduce our salespeople tonight. Help Suit, Man from the World, and Peter Brownwater are all here live to let you know about some of those fabulous bargains.
You are listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
It's Dr. Nomia, and this is Wound Liquor, and welcome again, and I'm very happy to be here with you, and, you know, we're going to look at this whole matter of concern to me, and that is the smile. And the title of this installment is Smile Munch. And let me tell you outright, well, let me ask you outright, would anybody be inclined to call you smiley? And would they also comment and compliment you by saying that you have a wonderful, room enchanting, contenting smile? Baby. I mean, I've seen a lot of people with that kind of infectiously happy smiling, You know, I mean, it just makes you feel uplifted, and you know, it just is such a nice and welcoming and warm and all those good superlatives that accompany that smile. But I'm afraid not for me. Never. Never not for me. As a kid, I had that hard smile that, you know, like, I mean, you're around 6 or 7 and you're rather toothless, not toothless completely, but missing teeth, and it's kind of cute, and you know, all the immature muscles in your face are being activated, and it looks like a really hard smile. Now, I have to make a distinction. That is cute and funny, and, you know, kids outgrow that. I never did. And it wasn't so cute when I did that. In fact, it was a little frightening. Now, I mean, I still cannot smile without it looking like it is a terrible strain. And, you know, thinking about how the muscle tone is just like a little too spastic, a lot going on there. And it's not a very welcoming smile. It's not a beacon of comfort and contentment. It just looks really odd. It looks, well, let me tell you, it looks a little bit, well, it looks a lot like the Grinch smiling. I mean, there's something just sinister or off or goofy, but not in a good, fun-loving, backslap, hey, you're one of us kind of way. No. No, and I mean, there's also a good image comparison with a possum that's just fed a lot of garbage and is, like, really happy, but also busted, you know, in that flashlight. I mean, there's that really weird grin. Now, if I can gild the lily, so to speak, more, let me tell you how I really looked as a kid smiling. This is a much better comparison. If you know that classic first talkie movie, I think it was the first talkie, not-so-silent film, I think it was 1928, by director Paul Lenny, called The Man Who Laughs with Conrad Veidt. You know, that, well, it's like the story of this guy who was disfigured by a king, and he had this horrible, toothy smile. I mean, it was just extremis. That's kind of in the ballpark of what I look like as a kid smiling. And not so much now, because age has sort of kind of added skin-wrinkled curtains around my mouth. And so it doesn't have that look of austere, phosphorescent, toothy smiling. I mean, you know, people who have beautiful smiles, perfect teeth, perfect white teeth, you know, I mean, it is a joy to behold. And maybe you're like that too, or maybe you're not, but still, you're not malformed, and your face is expressive of a very benign and lovely smile. Not so me. Again, not so me. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. It isn't anything like that at all. You know, it's just that you will note in photos, I don't smile. I really don't, because it's frightening. It looks crazy. And I'll tell you something that also chimes in with this. That whole history of clowns, when it became a thing, because they had certain tertiary syphilitic people who had, I think their lips had just shrunken, and they had expressive like grotesque smiles, little shock of hair on their heads, and you know, people would parade them around to sick beds, especially for children. Can you imagine? To cheer them up. And that's how clowns came to be. Now, in time, you had people who were disfigured or who were born with no lips and had trouble in normal society. And you would have these, these circus, I don't know if they were circus types, you didn't have that back then, but, you know, these entrepreneurs, these dark entrepreneurs that would make a buck by getting these unfortunates to act like clowns in hospitals, or what was then hospitals, and primarily sick beds for a certain fee. And in time, they would not lipstick, but like quicksilver, mercury. They would use mercury to accent their lipless mouths, and of course to frame the teeth, and then arsenic makeup, like white, okay, to make them very funny looking. Yeah, really funny looking, right? Frightening. And, you know, this whole thing about like carrying skulls, you know, you equate with Halloween, that wasn't the case at all. Because the skull had that same toothy look and no lips, and people thought it was amusing. They would take those if they were poorer and couldn't afford, I don't even know how much, you know, a farthing, I don't know. Just funny to say farthing, isn't it? And, you know, we'll take that. They take a human skull, paint it, accent the lips or the liplessness, and try to amuse the sick child with influenza or dying from TB. Think about it. All right, so I hope you are smiley. Take the fact that you can smile. We move on.
Now, smile.
Happy smile. le panorama de notre vie, des milliers de collages sonores et visuels, sans oublier le génie de la publicité commerciale. Un film, la mort spectaculaire, un jeu de vérité. Les transistors de l'innocence, fidèles aux cartes perforées de l'insoumission, vous disent que vous ne devez plus être des groupes humains sans culture. Sinon, l'extermination vous attend, ethniquement vôtre. Vous devez réellement comprendre les masses médias. Tiens, le système se défait lorsque la machine de contrôle s'arrête de fonctionner et qu'il doit faire face à des problèmes insolubles. Le reste appartient à l'hystérie des militants et à la divagation de la pensée politique. L'interdépendance électronique vous rend votre monde et votre espace personnel. L'heure de la consommation a sonné à Moscou et à Pékin. Vous ne subissez plus l'information, vous la faites.
I'm just... 8 miles high. And when you touch down, you find that it's stranger than known. Tune in to 8 miles high with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together.
WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. For more information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
بخيل الريس تجيب وفيك اللطافة الريس تجيب وفيك اللطافة يلا بس البامبي يلا يلا يا
Bambi, yalla yalla ya Bambi, WRCT, it's one.
Just like a river, rolling soft.